Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Kings 17, 7 to 16. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 7 to 16. Sometime later, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, "Go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon and stay there. I have directed a widow there to supply you with food." So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, "Would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may have a drink?" As she was going to get it, he called, "Aunt, bring me please a piece of bread." "As surely as the Lord your God lives," she replied, "I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I am gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said, but first make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me, and then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, the jar of flour will not be used up and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the land." She went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. My theme for reflection is when hope looks impossible. When hope looks impossible. I once heard someone joke that you are Scottish when you measure happiness not by sunshine, but by whether the rain is falling sideways or straight down. In other words, we adjust our expectations to reality. And yet sometimes reality looks so bleak that even humor cannot soften it. That is exactly where we meet the widow of Zarephath in 1 Kings 17. Her expectation is not a rainy day, but her last day. "I am gathering a couple of sticks so that I may prepare this last meal for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." Her words are heavy with despair. She has already written her own death sentence. And into this moment of final resignation, Elijah arrives with what sounds like madness. "Do not be afraid. First, make me a small loaf of bread, and then make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not be used up, and the jug of oil shall not run dry until the Lord sends rain upon the earth." On the surface, this is cruel. A starving woman is asked to give away her last scrap of food. But Elijah's command is not exploitation. It is an invitation to step into God's promise. Faith always sounds risky, even absurd, in the face of scarcity. Elijah speaks abundance where the widow sees only emptiness. He speaks life where she expects death. In truth, Elijah is not asking for bread but offering hope. If you trust God, the jar will not fail and the oil will not run dry. Here lies the heart of the gospel itself. God speaks his fear not into our resignation, his promise into our despair, his life into our death. The widow learns what all God's people must learn, that divine provision is not stored in barns, but given daily, just enough like manna in the wilderness. The death sentence over her and her child is overturned not by wealth or resources, but by trust in the word of the living God. In our world today, many live under their own death sentences. For some, it is literal famine, war, poverty, and disease. For others, it is hidden, crushing anxiety, loneliness, bitterness, or the slow erosion of hope. And yet, like Elijah, the church is called to carry a word from the outside, a word that contradicts despair. As Miroslav Volf writes, Christian hope is resistance to the irresistible, joy in the face of suffering and life in the very presence of death. It is not naive optimism, but the conviction that God's promise nullifies every verdict of despair. The widow of Zarephath teaches us that God's grace often comes disguised in ordinary jars and jugs, in the daily bread that is somehow enough. We may not see abundance stored up for years, but we see the faithfulness of God in today's bread and tomorrow's oil. And we learn, as she did, that when hope looks impossible, God is already at work making it possible. So what does this mean for us? It means we are invited to trust even when logic says otherwise. It means we are called to be people who speak faith into fear, who embody hope where despair seems to reign. And it means that when we ourselves feel empty, God has not forgotten us. The jar will not run out. The oil will not fail, because his mercies are new every morning. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where do I feel most like the widow, convinced that scarcity or despair will have the last word in my life? Number two, how can I, like Elijah, speak and embody God's promise to someone else who feels they are living under a death sentence? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take a simple loaf of bread or a daily meal. Pause before eating and pray. Lord, thank you that your provision does not fail. As you have given me this bread, help me be bread for someone else today. Then share encouragement or practical help with someone in need. God of life, you meet us when our jars feel empty and our oil runs dry. You speak your promise where we see only despair. Teach us to trust you with today's bread and tomorrow's hope. Make us people who carry your word of life to those who feel trapped by death. And help us remember that in Christ, no sentence of despair can ever stand. Through Jesus Christ, the bread of life, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.